What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. It is episode 243. There you go. A little burp off rip. Okay. That's what we like to call, that's what we call a BOR in the biz, in the podcasting business. A little BOR, a little fucking burp off rip. You know, you got to grab people's attention right off the bat. You got to sort of, so you got to hit them with a belch sometimes, right? The FOR, it's a little more risky, the fart off rip, because if you really try to push a fart, we know what happens. You know, a shit happens usually. Just a little fun fact about the podcasting industry. If you push a fart, it will be a shit, and that only applies to podcasts, unfortunately. It doesn't apply to real life, so you can push as many farts as you want. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the dumbest fun. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying, but we're here. We're chilling, man. I always forget to do this, but I'm going to give a quick shout out to my Patreon members, the patrons over on their very, really good Patreon. Okay. I just put out a bonus episode last week, did a big, huge Q&A special. It was a lot of fun. You guys had some good questions and topic suggestions, and we got silly. So if you guys like the podcast and you want to support it, click the link in the description, support the pod. There's like 50 bonus episodes that you get immediate access to. So go check it out. Also, one more thing. I forgot to say this last week, but if you guys remember in my looks maxing video, I was auditioning for it. There was a little thing I mentioned. I was auditioning for something. The thing I auditioned for, I got the part. And also the thing that I auditioned for that I got the part, that I acted in, it's out now in Canada. It's called St. Bulge's Day, and it's about a fictional restaurant in Niagara Falls, Ontario, called Bulge's, where it's like Hooters, but with guys. So it's, you know, the crop tops, the little short shorts, and the big friggin' bulges. Yeah, it's really funny. I had a great time shooting it, being on set for those, I think it was like three or four days. And it's funny as hell. And I hope you guys watch it. Because, yeah, obviously we want to do more of them. We want to do more episodes. So if, you know, who knows? Maybe if enough people watch St. Bulge's Day, it can turn into a series. Who knows? That would be cool. So we're crossing our fingers. If you're in Canada, just turn on your Crave. Turn on Crave, the streaming service. Go watch it. And if you can't watch it, it's all good. I appreciate everyone asking how to watch it if they're not in Canada. It means the world that you want to see, want it, and you want to watch it, you want to support it. It means the world. But yeah, Crave makes it very difficult to watch stuff outside of Canada. So, yeah, man, it was really funny. It's super funny seeing all the comments. Cause like the to work at Bulge's, you have to have a bulge, right? And it's been funny seeing all the comments. Cause I posted pictures from the set of me and like in my costume and stuff. And that's what it is. It's a costume. It's super funny seeing all the comments being like, dude, what the hell? Bro's packing. And it's like, dude, we were all stuffing on that set. You know, we were all fucking packing our shit. All right. You have to. All right. We were stuffing our pants. We were stuffing our shorts. All right. Sorry to break the movie magic. But you know, you know, we had to. And also, like, if we didn't, like, it'd be kind of gross to, like, actually see everyone's actual fucking wiener. Like, nobody wants to see that, right? But no, it's just been funny reading the comments. But thanks, everyone who watched it and you know, supported. I appreciate it. But yeah, that's it, man. What else is going on in my fucking life, dude? I'm heading to Louisville, Kentucky next weekend for some shows. Not next weekend. Yeah, next weekend. Not this weekend, but the one after. So the 20, 28th to the 30th, I believe I'm there. You know, do some shows at Louisville Comedy Club. Tickets are sold out. So I don't know. You're gonna have to go find them somewhere else. But tickets are sold out. Bada boom. But yeah, I'm excited for that. But got a video coming out also. I'm working on a video. I've been working on a video for technically fucking months now, but yeah, that's coming out fucking maybe this Friday, but probably this Sunday by the time you're listening to this. So I hope it's out. It's going to be really long. I feel like it's going to be my first video on my main channel that's over an hour. But no, I think it's funny. It's a topic that I found pretty interesting, and I got one more thing to shoot tomorrow for the video. And then, I have to do the, you know, all the other shit. So I got a few more things to film for it, but no, it'll be good. So fucking get ready for that one, I guess. I don't know. I hope it'll be okay. But we got some fun stuff to talk about this week. I was getting tagged like fucking crazy on TikTok, fucking Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Okay, I've seen it. I've seen y'all comments, all right? And I was, because there's a video series that's been sort of going viral. I hate that. I hate that word, using the term viral, like, earnestly. I hate it, you know? This just went viral, because, like, shit, I don't even know what that means anymore. Because back in the day, right, like the, what's that guy say? What's that video? Why can't I remember it? What do they say? Hide your kids, hide your wife, is that a video? What the fuck am I thinking of? Am I dumb? Yeah. Okay, yeah. The Antoine Dodson. That one. See, that one went viral. That, to me, that's a viral video. Okay? Because I'm an old man. But, yeah. There's been a lot of, you know, sort of virality around this video series. And people were tagging me in it because it's very similar to a main channel video I made about Real Short. A video streaming service, but the it's a vertical, and it's like one movie cut into like 100 parts, all vertical, and they're all just like fucking Wattpad shit. Like the one I talked about was called Faded to My Forbidden Alpha, and it was about this fucking girl who is like half wolf or some shit. It was so dumb, dude. It fucking sucked. But there's something very similar to it going around the internet right now. And people were tagging me in it like crazy. And for good reason, because it's actually fucking insane. So let's take a look at it. There's like a whole thread on Twitter about it. So, well, without further ado, let's fucking get into this shit, huh? What do you think? Should I do full screen? Let's do full screen. Yeah, let's make it look all nice. Okay. So, yeah, this is from Short TV. And the reason I think it's might be from the same people who made Real Short, because the way that they watermark their videos is very similar to it. And also Real Short, their at was kind of similar, just the layout of it. But we'll get into that later. Let's watch this one that's been going viral, getting a lot of hits, as they say.
What are you doing in here?
This happens to be the men's room.
No, it's the women's room. The sign.
Exactly. Chloe's making out some guy in the shower.
This show's about to begin.
Okay. So. Okay, sorry. So let me just recap. A guy walks into the bathroom, I guess, to take a shower, but it's a girl's bathroom. But he doesn't know that, So she's like, what are you doing? This is a girl's bathroom. He goes, no, I did what's for boys. You know, this is a, maybe like a commentary on, you know, maybe we should have, we shouldn't have gendered restrooms because, you know, this is just the thing that happens. But then there's a group of people being like, let's make fun of this girl for making out with a guy. That's what they want to do? I don't know why that's like a bad thing.
Don't say a word.
Where is she?
What do I do now?
Hold on to me. Now.
Okay, what? Why? Okay, yeah, two things. This group of people, also this girl looking directly down the fucking barrel of the lens, dude. This group of people, I guess they're supposed to be bullies in this sense. In this scene, they're the bullies being like, well, look at this girl, let's make fun of this girl. But like, she's making out with a guy. Isn't that what you're supposed to, isn't that what like the cool kids do? Right? They have make out sessions, right? You know what I mean? That's what you do when you're a teen, right? That's what you do. You just make out, dude, for hours. That's what you did, man. So it's weird to like barge in and be like, you fucking pussy. Are you guys kissing? You guys are losers for that. Oh, I bet you're gonna have sex next too. What the fuck? So you go to an abstinent, like a Christian high school. If that's actually how they wish the Christian high schools and Catholic schools would behave, is to be like the opposite. You know, if people are like, oh, dude, you're such a loser. I saw you drink a beer last night. You fucking loser, dude. I heard you got your wiener sucked. Have fun in hell, pussy. You know? But in real life, we all know that Catholic schools were fucking gnarly and way scarier shit happened there than at the public schools. I can say that. Okay, I know that for a fact. So where are we at in the story? They're in the shower hiding from these people. And I guess to hide, he was like, come close to me, grab onto me. It'll help. Help. You want to hide? Okay, just grab onto me. Sorry, grab onto my wiener. Just grab onto my shoulders.
I knew it. They're in there.
Who's out there? Serafina?
Professor Adrian?
Is there a reason you're in the men's dressing room?
Oh, he's a professor. Oh, shit. Okay. Also, of course, your name's Serafina. That's fucking, just have a normal name, you know?
Professor Adrian, you're definitely not alone. Where's Chloe? She must be with you. I just saw her coming through here. Professor, open the door. I need to...
Open check. The door. I need to check. I need to see your dick and cock. Or, I mean, your dick and balls. Not your dick and cock. So those are those are the same things. I need to see your wiener and your boner. Okay, dude. All right. So, all right. So, okay. If you're not watching the video, I'm sorry. But this guy goes over to check under the door, under the fucking bathroom door, because there's like a little bit on the ground you can see. You know, you're in the public bathroom and you want to see if someone's in there, so you take a little peek underneath. You put your whole head underneath and you make eye contact with them and you're like, are you done? Are you done in there? Are you done? I need to pee really bad, you know? So that's what he goes to do. And then he picks her up and they play it fucking four times in a row and in slow motion, fucking upside down. With a sepia filter on it. Like, they play it, like, every fucking format you could.
The door, I need to check.
Okay.
Serafina.
So he picks her up so they don't see the 2 feet. They just see him.
Is there a reason you and your friends want to watch me shower?
Chloe's not in there. It's only Professor Adrian.
It's only Professor Adrian. I saw his dick and balls and cock. There's no other girl there. Just his dick and balls and cock. Trust me. I know that dick anywhere, okay? That's my professor.
Really, you think I don't know about your sweet little feelings for Chloe? You can't fool us.
Serafina, would you like to explain why you and your friends are in the men's shower? Are you causing all this drama because you guys just want to see me naked?
What the fuck?
I'll go to the dean about this.
No, no, Professor, I'm sorry. I think Chloe just wanted to prank me.
Okay, so they leave.
We will see, Chloe. Thank you.
Oh, that was awkward.
Just another secret between us. You know, you really are a troublemaker.
Dude. Not the fucking bowling sound, bro.
Oh, you really are a troublemaker.
Bowling. All right, and there's an ad for their... Dude, look at the names of these other fucking... These ones that they have screaming. Screaming or streaming? Streaming. My mommy is a hotshot. Okay. The hell's going on? Divorce? Sorry, kids. We're getting a divorce. Divorce. The billionaire husband. I can't read that. Thorns of Rose. Divorce me. I have billions to inherit. These are all the names. Mommy, we need daddy. Don't be cruel, my dominant husband. I'm trying to see if they had any other ones from like real short, but I can't see. All right. So someone got this as an ad on TikTok. That's fucking crazy. I don't know what they're... Because usually ads are targeted, right? So I don't know what the fuck they're usually looking at. But okay. So we got a little spoiler here, but apparently the professor becomes her stepbrother.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Mom, there's a man in our house. What are you trying to pull?
What's with the yelling? Adrian is here to drop off a gift from his dad.
From his dad?
Yes.
Okay, so Lucia. I guess just maybe this happened canonically. I guess this happened before because she's like, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
This, who happens to be my new boyfriend.
And of course, the fucking guy's name is Lucius. Also, Jesus Christ.
And he's loaded. Sorry, she's always overreacting.
What? He popped up at our house. I'm still in PJs.
We're about to move into Lucius' mansion soon. You're gonna get used to having a man in the house. Adrian is going to be your stepbrother.
Okay. Also, dude, we gotta start actually like using the term mansion a lot more, you know? Do people who live in mansions, do they call them mansions? Right? So, yo, dude, if you're like a super rich kid, are you like, yo, dude, you wanna come over to my mansion after school? It's such a dick thing to say. Yeah, I'm having a mansion warming party later. If you want to bring, I don't know, a fucking flat screen TV or something, solid gold forks. I don't know. Okay. So, okay, there's another one. So yeah, it seems like they're just like getting all the fetishes in one video, in one series. They're like, fuck it. Professor, no problem. Also a stepbrother? Sure. That's fine. He's half werewolf? Fucking, I bet. I haven't watched all this, but I'm going to guess that he's fucking half werewolf. Let's see.
He was saying that, like, I don't know, it was like... What is wrong with you?
Congrats, Chloe. We heard about your new stepfather. So fascinating, isn't it?
Whoa.
Are you as horny as your mom?
He's bullies. I mean, they are like the most abstinent, heavy bullies of all time. Did your mom have sex to have you? She's a fucking slut, dude. Every mom that walks by, slut. You're a slut. You let him... You got knocked up. That means you had sex, which means, therefore, slut.
Who wrote that? It's awful, but it's true, isn't it?
She'll just wipe it off. Frickin' maniac.
Come on, Chloe. A hoe will always be a hoe, and wiping it off won't change the truth.
No, it's okay.
Damn.
I'm sure the professor will like the handwriting.
No, I can't get caught.
The new professor will be impressed.
Are you out of your mind?
Whoever did it will be the
one. Dude, what is it like on set of this thing, dude? I gotta fucking know. If anyone has been in one of these, fucking hit me up, please. Let me know. I'm so curious what the vibes are like on set. Oh, shit. My camera died. One sec. I gotta go change the fucking battery. You can... Okay. I forget what I was saying, but...
Maybe it was you?
No. It turns out I'm not the only one who thinks you're a slut.
What the hell are you doing? Go rip it off.
Slut.
Oh, shit. Here he is.
Watch on Short TV.
Hey, yo. Chill. So this is like, it's porn, right? It's like a very, that's soft core porn. Yo. Was I fucking right about the werewolf shit? No fucking way, dude. Is he actually part werewolf?
Oh, wait. Oh my gosh!
Don't slow down. It's okay.
I'm really sorry to interrupt, but, Chloe's been missing from her room all night. She hasn't come back all night, and you're her professor, Adrian, so I thought you might know something.
No, I don't. Baby, no. Just my stepmother.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Nice to meet you, miss.
Ew, okay. You guys aren't watching the video. He's getting his friggin'... He's getting his knob slorped.
The hell, why would you do that?
What?
You know what you did. You held my head under there.
Maybe you need to sort your mom coming into my room.
We so have to move out.
Where's the werewolf part come out? Right here. Also, what the fuck is this caption, dude? Awakened by an unfamiliar sound, the delicate panting of a mysterious woman echoed in my ears. That has nothing to do with this. In the caption, you should be like, watch the thing. Watch this show. Download the app. But no. Fucking creepy ass shit that a serial killer would write with blood on a wall. Awakened by an unfamiliar sound, the delicate panting of a mysterious woman echoed in my ears.
Adrian, your mother saw you with a girl upstairs in your room.
Mom? You're really going to refer to that woman as my mother?
That's not the point. I have not seen you upstairs or in the house with lots of other girls. But the point is, you cannot bring her...
I have not seen you upstairs or in the house... With lots of other girls.
I have not seen you upstairs or in the house
solid,
with lots of other...
Solid line. It makes sense for sure. That's a sentence that absolutely makes sense.
The girls. But the point is, you cannot bring her here. I mean, you cannot be dating with Chloe.
Like, who fucking wrote, you cannot be dating with Chloe? You're having dating with Chloe? That's just not being allowed. Sometimes you can give them flowers, bouquet style, but you cannot have them be dating with you. It's like some fucking, they've put the script through like four different language translators. Now it just makes no sense. So you're going to propose on two knees and one knee and proposing with wedding. Not allowed for you. Not allowed for you, but Chloe cannot. Hope you're not having kids. No, she's with pregnant.
Your future mate holds a great significance for our pack.
There it is, dude.
Seriously?
The mate and the pack is just like fucking Real Short, dude.
A human? Adrian, you are my lineage. You are the alpha male. I'm
good. Every fucking fetish thing they just threw at it. But you're my alpha wolf stepbro professor. Come on.
I'm seriously wounded and pretty much useless right now. You
seem fine to me, dude.
You are our only hope to rebuild the Moonrise Pack.
Jesus Christ.
You've said it 1,000 times. Let him come. I'll be waiting.
Alfred Huntington.
Dude, this is so dumb. Okay. We're not done, though. We got more. What happens next?
There's no one else at home tonight, so be careful. Oh, and Adrian won't be back.
Thank God. He's so annoying at school.
Okay, so I think we're a little out of whack here. I don't know the exact timeline, but I'm going to try to piece it together.
Speaking of school, what about that boy Declan? He had the biggest crush on you. Did you ever find out what his family's worth? I mean, you don't want a big fish like that to swim away.
Mom, I told you to stop arranging things for me. Declan and I are just friends.
Oh, no. It's gonna be the alpha werewolf professor stepbro.
Who's there?
Uh-oh.
Adrian.
Oh, no. He's got what happened to him.
Oh, my God. What happened to you? What monster did this to you?
Dude, for the first question you ask, like, I don't think she knows that werewolves exist in this world. What monster did this to you? Dude, I gotta start. That's the question we should all be asking. Not like, who did this to you? What happened? Are you okay? Fuck that. We need to get to the bottom of it. Which monster is responsible? What ghoul did this to you? Dude, what the fuck? Worst paramedic ever. You're just like, you say hit by a car. You're just like, fuck, your legs are broken and shit. And you're like, oh, fuck, dude, ow. Paramedics pull up in the ambulance. They're like, oh my God. His legs are broken. He's losing blood. We got to get him to the hospital. Quick, before we do anything, tell me, what monster did this to you? It's like, there's no monster. It's a car. A car fucking hit me. The car monster. No, man. It's just a car, dude. It was just a car. You're good to hear. This is his MO. This is this is usually his thing. He usually hits people really fast and then escapes really quickly down the road. It's like, yeah, that's what cars do, man. I'll need to run some tests. Pulls out like a fucking beep, 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 beep. One of those like ghost scanners.
Fine. It'll heal just like it did last time.
Are you imagining calling the 911? 911? What monster is in your house?
Victor's always up to his dirty tricks.
Can you look at how injured you are? What did this to you?
Chloe, stop asking questions for answers that you don't need to know.
Then why'd he show up? It's a good thing she had that first aid kit in her bedside table.
Professor Adrian, don't piss me off right now. I'm the one that's in charge, got it?
If you want to be in charge so bad, I can think of a few ideas. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure you're okay. I need to go.
No. Sorry to break it to you, but you're not going anywhere.
What?
All right. Okay, we got another. We got one more.
I'm sorry, Professor Adrian. I didn't think that anybody would come.
They got the whole show on this fucking thing, dude.
They were right. My mom doesn't care about me. Nobody cares about me.
Jesus.
It's okay to cry. But
I wonder if
you have me.
Come on, turn into a werewolf. Alright, so we kiss.
I just wanted you to stop crying.
You were kind of pissing me off with the whole crying thing, so figured I'd just kiss you.
You must be exhausted.
You're really killing my buzz.
Come on, let's go home.
Another one. This is gonna be safe for YouTube, dude.
You'll be safe here. I'll just be downstairs.
Wait.
I'll just be downstairs chewing on a bone.
Will you stay with me?
I'm a dog. I am a werewolf. I'm gonna be chewing on a bone that I've been had my eyes on for a couple weeks, and I'll probably lick my ass, and you know, probably if you hear some squeaking, I'll just be playing down there. So pay no mind.
Please.
Do you know what you're asking me?
I mean it. I don't want to see you as my stepbrother or my professor tonight. I just want to see you as somebody who cares for me.
Chloe.
Hey, we've all heard that before, right?
This better not be a chance to break up with the parents.
Do you think that this is some kind of plan? It's not. I just want you to stay. Times that my mom has tried to ditch me.
Okay.
More than I can count.
Saying the word ditch for that is funny too. Mom, don't ditch me.
If she knew that my stepbrother was harassing me, she would still think that it was my fault. Now, even though I don't agree with her marriage, at least.
Damn, this pillow talk, man. This'll get you in the mood.
She brought me to you.
Don't look at me that way.
What the fuck was that shit?
Don't look at me that way.
Why is he glowing?
You better not be playing with my feelings.
Dude, what the fuck? Okay. So... yeah, dude, there's so much. What are we even at right now? I'm gonna have no time to talk about anything else. Literally, okay. Because there's more videos here, but I mean, we already saw the ending pretty much.
No, Declan, everything's fine.
Okay. So it's from Short TV. Oh, dude, there's more. Yo. Okay, fucking Jesus Christ. All right. Well, we got to keep watching them.
Are you going?
Because this person, Fat Fab Feminist, shout out to them. They paid for it, and they're sharing it, which is I'm probably not allowed. But... okay, so they're kissing some more.
Don't lie to yourself.
Wait, Adrian, this is too fast. Let's stop.
I want to see his Photoshop red eyes.
What a great
eyes.
Plan.
Come on.
Manipulating me. Answer me.
I got it. It won't do it again. And my husband's to be perfectly.
Okay, whatever. Another shower scene, of course.
No.
Oh, okay, here it is.
You just help me with my plan my way and stop their marriage.
Chloe.
Okay, the unnecessary choking close-up.
You have your rules, and I have mine.
I want my mate to be elegant and loyal, but I'm not...
If you want to stay away and stop their marriage...
Hold on, I'm going to get the...
You have your...
Nice. Okay, this... I needed this for the thumbnail. I needed the red eyes, so...
Rules, and I have mine.
I want my mate to be elegant and loyal.
Got it?
The party is so great!
Okay, and then she bites him? Ah! What the fuck is going on?
Oh my! Chloe, what are you doing?
Awkward. Okay, so they're...
Your plan's sucking in Chloe's room, so...
Boring. All right, so I assume... Dude, there's more? Okay, she was sold for money, too, apparently. That's another... Yo, no shot, dude. Moonrise Hotel, known for frequent werewolf sightings. Oh, now it's not fucking loading. All right, here it is. Dude.
Remember to keep.
Dude, it's 100%. It has to be the same people who made Real Short, right? Like, there's no other way they can't. Hold up.
Remember to keep my identity safe.
Meds are working. She isn't running away, but remember, this is just a one-night deal.
No problem.
Yo.
Come here.
This is so disorient. Like, it literally feels like I'm watching a Neil Breen film. If Neil Breen was, like, way hornier, which is, like, I thought it was impossible.
Help me. Please help me.
From now on, I'm just a normal college professor.
Help me, please. He's after me.
Okay, so they kiss again. There's like a little magic spell. Trying to find where they... Okay. There's a little spell that happens. They keep kissing. Some more effects happen.
I just can't believe my mom tried to sell me for money.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Weird. I'm just so hot. It's really uncomfortable.
What? You're a human. You don't go into heat.
Okay, I mean, yo, how many things can they fit into this fucking series, dude? You're a human. You can't go into heat. I don't know what's happening. I'm just going crazy for Adrian.
It's a wolf thing. It's perfectly normal.
It's a wolf thing.
I have a boyfriend.
You wouldn't understand.
Well, obviously, he hasn't been fulfilling his responsibilities to you.
It's rude, Adrian.
It's a wolf thing, okay? All right. So, I'm going to look up some quick research on this short TV thing. It's number two in entertainment right now, probably because of that thread. Okay, there's one called The Forbidden Alpha. Is that not the actor from my video that I made? Sorry, this is echo fart sound because I added that to my soundboard. I forgot to tell you guys, but I added it to my soundboard. So sorry to the person who hates fart noises, but I did that one too. So sorry, looking at my own fucking video, but
you see?
Let's see a close up of this fucking actor.
She just turned 18. Alexander's what, like 20?
You know.
And hey, I'll say it. Alexander whisks Celine away.
Stop
and
talking.
He assures her that he's going to take care of her now.
I will take care.
Okay. I'm going to screenshot his face, and then we'll do a side-by-side, all right? Really? Couldn't make it any bigger? That is the same actor. So it's the same shows that are being made with the same actors. But like, why? And why use different apps to do different... Yeah, like this dude. That is him. That is that guy. Yeah, dude, that's the same fucking same dude. And it's the same thing called Forbidden Alpha. So, okay, so we at least now we know it's the same, like, production company, same actors, same stories. But then there's Real Short as well. And they have different fucking things, too. This is by New Leaf Publishing. And this one is by Short TV Limited. Dude, I don't get it. It makes no sense. I'm trying to see for what other guy. Okay, I'm on the Real Short website right now. Faded to My Forbidden Vampire they have. Can I search? No, I can't. I want to see if they have the fucking... the one that we just watched, but... Dude, this is like an unbelievably... like, how do they have so many? They must film all of these in like a day. Dude. Does Short TV have a website? No, they don't. Oh, wait. Wait, they do. And the description of Short TV is spoiled by the boss. It's been 3 years. It's time to pay off this debt. I'm tired. Leave me alone. What the fuck, man? Oh, Shorts TV. That's different. Okay. I don't know. This goes all the way to the top. I don't know how or why, but it does. It goes all the way to the top. Okay? Oh, God. Yeah, I was going to make a main channel video about it, but it's like I don't have much more to say about the whole... the way of that they deliver the content and stuff. And then I think I've made all my points in my original video about that type of content, but... I wanted to go over on the podcast because I think it's interesting that there's the same, there's Real Short and Short TV, and they share the actors, they share like the same storylines and the same characters and everything, but it's like owned by different, seemingly it's published by different companies, but they're clearly operating on the same thing. So it's weird. It's like when, it's like how all the companies are like, it's just an illusion, right? They're all owned by like two fucking companies, right? It's the same shit, but with weird alpha male shit. But you know what? That's a good tip. You know, if you're writing something and, you know, you're not sure what exactly to really hone in on, just throw everything at it. Every possible conceivable thing that people might like, put it in, right? So do the professor stepbro, alpha male, werewolf shit, you know, it's all the same. probably a vampire too. I don't know. So I'm, that's good. The more the merrier, you know what I mean? Okay, what are we fucking at, dude? I lost track of time. Dude, we're like 40-something. Okay, we'll wrap it up. I'm sorry I spent the whole episode talking about that thing, but there was so much, and that was insane. But we had some good bits in there, I think. That was fun and silly. All right, thanks for chilling. Thanks for hanging out. Hope you guys have a good week, and I appreciate you. Appreciate the support. Go watch St. Bulger's Day on Crave if you live in Canada. Go support the Patreon if you want to. But yeah, other than that, be on the lookout for my new main channel video coming out. And yeah, I'll fucking see y'all later. Peace out. Bye.